Welcome everyone to the first class on Shabbat Davening, now being recorded here for the Westside Jewish Center. This is also being done as a webinar, although presently there is, I don't believe anyone online, but if you are online, please let me know. This is being recorded for everyone to look at later and give feedback on. And this is a new format for here in the synagogue, and we hope it works, and we'll try and see how it goes. So to begin, since it was requested that we explore various issues in the Shabbat davening, I wanted to talk just generally how the class would go, what topics we'll cover, and then we'll have a brief class just for this first recording and see where we want to go after that. So the idea is to look at Shabbat davening so that people understand more about what we're saying when we come to Shul on Shabbat morning. And as such, we'll break down the Shabbat davening into the key davening, specifically also what's different about it from the other davening that happens during the rest of the week. So the first key area that we'll explore is actually the Shabbat Amidah, which the Amidah, the Shemona Esrei, is called the main tefillah, the main prayer for Shabbat. As special components that relate to Shabbat that are also very different from the rest of the week. Actually, one of the things that's unique about the Shabbat Amidah is unlike every other day of the year, which has one Amidah that's used for Shacharit in the morning, for Mincha in the afternoon, and for Maariv or Arvit in the evening, it uses the same Amidah for that particular day. In Rosh Hashanah, it's the same Amidah that appears three times. But on Shabbat, the Amidah is actually three different Amidot that occur. We'll look at why it's three different ones, what the themes are for Shacharit versus Mincha versus Maariv, and what that might tell us a little bit more about Shabbat and Shabbat day. Once we've explored the different aspects of the Shabbat Amidah, we'll look at some of the differences in Psukei Dezimra, the introductory psalms that are done to the davening, that are done to the tefillah. There are primarily additional ones that are done on Shabbat, as well as on holidays, that are not done the rest of the week. And we will look at those and why they're added and what those add to the Shabbat davening. Then we'll move on to the Torah service, which is different than a Torah service that occurs on other Torah reading days, particularly on a Monday or Thursday. And then finally, we'll look at the Musaf, the additional tefillah, the additional service, which corresponds to the Musaf, the additional offering that was brought on Shabbat. What I want to actually do, though, for today, sort of to introduce all of these things, is to actually talk about what's not in the Shabbat davening. It's something that's very clearly missing from the Shabbat davening that does happen on other days of the week. And that is the notion of praying for our own personal petitions, of praying for things that we want as well as basic everyday needs. Now, for example, the regular weekday Amidah has requests for knowledge, has requests that we be able to have forgiveness for our own personal sins. It has requests for healing, for health, requests for parnasa, what we call sustenance, or economic well-being, requests for the Jewish people that we return to Israel, requests that our judges be good. All of these things are individual petitions or national petitions, but it's focused on our own needs. On Shabbat, we're actually prohibited from asking for anything for ourselves and for anything for our own needs. In fact, that's why on Shabbat, during Torah reading, we do a Mishra Berech V'Chol, when we do the prayer for the sick. It concludes with an interesting line. It says, Shabbat Himi Lizok, that Shabbat actually prohibits us from crying out. We're not allowed to actually really cry out on behalf of these sick people. But then Refuah Krova Lavo, but we still want to acknowledge that they're sick and hopefully their healing will come soon. Why is it we're not allowed to cry out for these particular needs on Shabbat? The idea is that for 6 days of the week, we're focused on our own needs. We're trying to think about what we need, not only what we need, but what we as human beings need, what our community needs, and we pray for these things. Not only do we pray for these things because we're asking God for them, God knows what we need, but we're also trying to make ourselves more aware of what our needs are, more aware of what our community's needs are, what we need to be able to do that which we want to accomplish in this world. But on Shabbat, it's something very different. On Shabbat, we're not focused on our needs, not even focused so much on our community's needs. We're focused on what God's needs are. Now, it might also happen to be that in focusing on God's needs, we'll understand that there's certain human needs for ourselves as individuals, there are other needs for the community, but therefore these things though primarily, don't appear in the Shabbat davening. One of the things actually is said during the Shabbat Zmirot, the songs of Shabbat, we say actually the words actually in one of the songs that says Chafetzecha Boasurim, that your needs are prohibited on Shabbat. But the needs of God, that we will focus on Shabbat. And that'll be one of the primary differences we actually see over the course of looking at the Shabbat davening, is you won't see any of these individual petitions, you won't see communal petitions, and that's why the Amidah is actually shorter. It's missing all of those middle blessings, all of those middle brachot, that focus on individual needs. The Shabbat. There's actually really a confessional, acknowledging the sins that we make, acknowledge our shortcomings, acknowledge how much we fall short, how much we really don't have much else to do other than to fall down and say sorry. Of course, actually, we fall on our faces at that point. And therefore, we don't say that on Shabbat. And part of the reason that we don't say that on Shabbat is because Shabbat is a taste of the world to come. We say it's me'ein olam haba. And as part of, therefore, it being me'ein olam haba, a taste of the world to come, we're not focused on our imperfections, because in the world to come, we'll hopefully have achieved perfection. When the Mashiach, when Messiah comes, we'll actually be in a world that's completely perfect. There's no need to mention these type of imperfections. Another reason that they're missing is it also, in a way, makes us sad. And Shabbat is actually also a time, really, of happiness. We're trying to enjoy the world and to merit it. So one might then actually ask the question, why is it a Shabbat Mincha? We include Nikel Malei Rachmin, prayer for those that have passed away. The reason is that they've actually now experiencing the world to come. And they're actually, therefore, really experiencing that ultimate joy. We can still pray for their neshamot, for their souls, even on Shabbat, because they're in the ultimate Shabbat at that point. So I want to, you know, maybe just conclude. This will actually said it'll be a much shorter webinar when people actually join, if this works out and people are enjoying this. We'll be giving for a full hour. But I want to conclude to look actually to begin, actually next week will be a full hour. We'll look actually to the Shabbat Amidah. And the Shabbat Amidah, where we're going to focus, since it's not focused on our own individual needs, it's not focused on the communal needs, rather, it's focused on the themes of Shabbat, as we said, on God's needs. But as we also said, it's focused a different one for Shacharit, for Mincha, and Maariv. So we're going to look at the different themes of the day. The Shabbat has different themes as we go through the course of the day. It has a theme that comes in evening, then the sort of the day shifts a little bit when you come to the morning, and then as you get to the afternoon and Shabbat is ending, it has yet another theme to it. The Shabbat Amidah also, therefore, has seven brachot, seven blessings, to remind us that Shabbat is the seventh day of the week. And it's just that middle bracha, the first three are the same introductory brachot that introduce any other Amidah. The last three are the last three brachot that conclude any Amidah. But it's that middle bracha that will give us the sense of the theme of the different parts of Shabbat through the day. I'm hoping people just enjoyed this brief 10-minute introduction. Please email me, rabbi@westsidejewishcenter.com.